Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. One aspect of history that has a profound effect on culture is the transportation of the time. And as we were just talking about, we'll be giving a nod to the Great Northern Railroad when we put on our Great Northern Radio show this weekend in downtown Bemidji. But also going on in downtown Bemidji at the History Center will be a special event celebrating trains, and Gary Rosman from he's the executive director of the Beltrami Historical Society is here, and Andy Mack, who's a member of the Iron Horse Train Club, and he's a Historical Society board member as well. They're here to talk with us this morning about the event going on. Good morning, guys. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks
today.
For having us. Is there any better prop for the radio? Right? I love that train whistle. And you can get yours for a low, low price this weekend at National Trains Day at the Great Northern Depot, and make a whole day of it. Go from the Great Northern Depot to the Great Northern Radio Show afterwards.
Right, right. There's a lot going on downtown. So the Beltrami History Center is actually at a train depot.
Correct. Basically the first in Bemidji.
Yes, that's the, it was built about, well, Jim Hill built it. He was with the Great Northern Railroad, and when the Soo Line / Northern Pacific built the Union Station, that was in 1910, they had a depot already because the Great Northern came to town about 1898, and it was a frame building, and it was a busy station. But when the Soo Line / NP built the Union Station, Jim Hill couldn't be outdone. So that's the station, the building that we're in.
Oh, okay. So could you guys give a little history as far as the Great Northern Railroad, how it impacted the economy and the cultural landscape of this, specifically this community?
Right, yeah, I think it really put Bemidji on the map, so to speak. It wasn't just the center of transportation, but given the presence of the telegraph, of communication for the community. But as some of your listeners probably know, I'm from back east. My experience with trains is taking the R train, hopping on the subway to get to work every morning. So I'll let Andy maybe fill in a little bit of the details of those early days.
Thank you. Just a little bit of background. We were served by four railroads at our peak. The Great Northern came to town in about July of 1898, and then the Brainerd of Northern Minnesota came to town from Brainerd from the south in December of 98. And then we had a line that ran from Bemidji up to Redby. And that's a whole story itself, but I'll just give the bottom part of it. It came into town about 1905. And then the Soo Line, the one that we just talked about to build the Union Station with the Northern Pacific, came to town in 1910. So until 1939, we were served by four railroads. Then we lost the Red Lake at about 39 because of truck transportation, that sort of thing. And then we were served by three railroads into the 1980s. And then those two lines were abandoned. And now it's the Burlington Northern Santa Fe, which was the first one that came to town, and we still have it.
Mm-hmm. And they're hauling products, not people.
Yes, the passenger end of it left about in the 60s in Bemidji, so it's strictly freight, limited amount for Bemidji area, some wood products from Northwoods, but most of the stuff is coming through heading for Duluth.
And I think the freight continued until the 80s, is that right, or thereabouts? At some point, maybe two, three decades ago, is when the station went defunct.
Yeah, right. As it became more centralized and stuff, the station itself closed in the 80s, and then a few of us fought real hard to save that building, and we have it. Yeah, but it the city owns the building now. Mm-hmm. The city of Bemidji owns the building.
It's such a treat working there. I consider myself so fortunate to have been able to learn about the community from that perch, so to speak. The trains don't stop there anymore, but we're still right by the tracks. You can actually feel a little rumbling as they go by. It's kind of fun. Who doesn't love trains, really? This is why we are celebrating their history, their impact on the community, and that's what this weekend is all about.
Yeah, and you celebrate trains generally as part of your permanent exhibit there.
Every day is Trains Day at the depot.
Yeah, but this weekend is something special. Do you want to talk about what'll be happening?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We're expanding Trains Day into a whole weekend. By popular demand, we're adding one day. So we'll be up and running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, the 13th, and from noon to 4 on Sunday. We'll have tons of model train displays, train videos, train photos, and memorabilia that folks can take a peek at, train merchandise, exclusive gifts and toys and apparel will be available. So we're just inviting folks to come on down and explore what the museum has to offer, speak with some of the members like Andy and others who are members of the train club. We'll be allowing access to the basement level, and that's where the Iron Horse Railroad Society has their main humongous room size setup. It's really astounding to be present for it.
I want to talk about that a little bit. That was Gary Rosman, executive director of Beltrami Historical Society. And Andy, you are a model train guy.
Yeah, I'm a member of the train club, and we've been in the when the historical society moved in upstairs. We kind of moved in downstairs about the same time, so we rent the basement from the society, and we have about 11 active members, and the good news is that I'm the senior member, just turned 76 yesterday, so I'm kind of in the fall of the year there, but we have a lot of young people that are involved that will continue the hobby, so that's the good part.
How old were you when you started the hobby?
Oh, I kind of got interested in it probably in my 20s and 30s.
Oh, but kind of a later.
Yeah, right. And I never was really a modeler at home, although I have a collection because I'm challenged in the electronic end of the world. So when you got a club, you've got all this talent together, and then you make a whole club when you got lots of different people involved.
Wow. What particular size or scale do you like to work with?
Our layout downstairs is HO, and that's probably the most popular size in the country or in the world, really. It's one of there's many, but HO in the United States is most popular.
Okay, so model trains, at one point I had a roommate who had one in my basement, and mm-hmm. I know that they're very involved, and they're kind of like giant art projects, and at least there was a lot of spray foam and painting and creating trees and things like that.
Absolutely.
What are some of the really interesting structures that you've created and added to your exhibit?
Well, we've got a little bit that probably models the Bemidji area, but we're kind of a generic layout. But it's kind of neat because we have mountain scenes, which we don't have here, but we have some mountain scenes. And like I said, that's where the talent comes in. We've got people that do certain things, and now they've got such technology in the engines that real railroad sounds. So what you hear outside, you hear in the basement.
So you heard it here first. For the only mountains in Minnesota, come to Trains Day.
It'll be like you're right there. So what have you learned from tinkering with trains? It seems like there are some life lessons in all this love and toil that goes into these things.
Well, I it goes deeper than that, and I'm talking personally now because I'm a railroad buff and a railroad historian. So probably the most thing that's on my computer at home is there's webcams all over the United States, so I can flick on and I can see trains go through different popular spots like North Platte, Nebraska. And you kind of watch the Amtrak trains and people boarding trains and stuff. That's the fun part because we still have a railroad system in the United States, but it's limited with Amtrak, where like with Gary, you could get on the 302 and to somewhere. Well, when you get on the 302, that's the only one you're going to see for the whole day.
That's interesting. My brother-in-law is a train engineer in North Platte,
oh,
Nebraska.
Cool. Oh, yeah. I've been there twice.
Okay. It's quite a setup down there.
Yeah,
that is Andy Mack. He is a member of the Iron Horse Train Club, and we're sitting here with Gary Rosman as well, the executive director of the Beltrami Historical Society. Big train event, downtown Bemidji, 10 to 4.
10 Saturday. To 4 on Saturday, noon to 4 on Sunday. Standard History Center admission applies, but you could really get lots of bang for your buck. Free, by the way, for members of the Historical Society, and we'll be happy to sign you up the day of if you want to stop on by.
Yeah, thanks for all you guys are doing.
Thanks for having
us. Organizing
here.
This fun day for our community.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.